Just over here is Shamvan, where there is a sacred Govardhan Shila with a very holy, explicit footprint of Lord Krishna that has been worshipped by devotees for thousands and thousands of years. Shamvan is where there is the Ratna Singha, the place where Srimati Radharani would sit and be offered various types of services, and where Radha and Krishna would sit together. The Bhagavatam describes a very important story that took place in Shamvan. It was the night of Holi, and Krishna Balaram with their gopis were performing beautiful pastimes. Krishna Balaram, to please their gopis, were singing with most sweet and divine voices. They were singing very loudly, and the melodious sound of the voice was ambrosial nectar to the gopis' hearts. In this way, Krishna Balaram were dedicating their energy just to give pleasure to the devotees, and the gopis, their lives, their souls, their everything was only for the pleasure of Krishna. So in this beautiful moonlit forest of Shamvan, in the midst of this wonderful pastime of love, the demon Shankachuda appeared. Shankachuda was a devotee and close associate of Kubera, who has access to large wealth. Shankachuda became so wealthy and so physically powerful, he was intoxicated by his opulences and became a horrible demon. He considered that nobody could defeat him in any way. He heard about the powers of Kamsa, and that outraged him, that there was a competitor. So in great anger, he ferociously challenged Kamsa to fight. And they fought. It was an incredible fight. They were fighting and fighting. They were breaking each other's clubs on each other.
Wow.
When they had no more clubs, they were beating each other with their fists. They were both mystic yogis. Each of them had the strength of 10,000 elephants. Hare Krishna. Thousands of elephants. They would grab each other and just go up into the sky and throw the other to the ground, and the other would pick up the other and go way, way, way high in the sky and throw them to the ground. They fought like this for 27 days. And then Gargamuni approached and said, "It's impossible for either of you to defeat the other. You are too equal in strength. My suggestion is you become allies." He said, "Krishna is your real enemy." He said, "Both of you are either going to kill Krishna or be killed by Krishna. That is my prophecy." So they became, I won't say friends, but they became allies. Something like two political parties that hate each other that are united for a common purpose of defeating an enemy. And they lived in Mathura together. Shankachuda came to Shamvan near Govardhan Hill on the moonlit night of Holi. And as Krishna and Balaram and the gopis were enjoying such sweet pastimes of love, Shankarachuda just appeared. He couldn't tolerate seeing Krishna and Balaram enjoying such beautiful women. Srila Prabhupada explains this, that one is, when one is too much intoxicated with false pride, especially due to too much wealth and influence, one thinks I'm the enjoyer. And beautiful women are meant for me, cannot tolerate somebody else having. So as if the gopis were his property, he was demanding them to go in the northern direction with him. And he was forcing, screaming at them, go this way, come with me. And the gopis were being led away, and they were piteously screaming, Krishna, Balaram, help, help, help. We're being taken away by a demon. So Krishna and Balaram both picked up logs and charged at Shankarachuda. And Shankarachuda, when he saw them, he understood this is too much. So he left the gopis behind and ran away. So much for his heroism. So Krishna entrusted the care of gopis with Balaramji, and then he went and chased after Shankarachuda for two reasons. One, paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam, to free the earth from another asura. But also, Shankarachuda was very proud because he had a unique jewel that was priceless. It was the shape of a conch shell, and he wore it on top of his head. So Krishna chased after Shankarachuda and caught him, and with one blow of his fist, Krishna liberated the asura. And then he seized the jewel and came back to Shamvan, where Balaram and gopis were waiting, and he presented that jewel to Lord Balaram. There's a long story of that jewel. Later on, that jewel came into the possession of Srimati Radharani, and later on, it came into the possession of the sun god, Surya, who gave it to Satyajit. It was known as the Shamantaka jewel. Shankarachuda represents the proneness to name and fame, which is a great anarta, an obstacle for those who are on the path of devotional service. It's very irresistible. Krishna tells in Gita that lust is like fire. It burns in the heart. And the more fuel you give fire, the hotter and hungrier it becomes. You cannot satisfy lust by giving it objects to enjoy. You only make it worse. And name and fame, pratishta, is the subtle form of lust. It burns in our heart. And we see when people get name and fame, the more they get, the more they need. The more they get, the more frustrated they are when they don't get it. The more they have, the more they're prone to become envious of anybody who may be their competitor. Vaishnavism is just the opposite. Vaishnava, we want to be the servant of the servant of the servant. We want to exalt and glorify everyone. We want to see everyone get blessings. Srila Prabhupada would say that he was praying that all of his disciples become better than him and more successful than him and do more than him. He was praying that. That's Vaishnava. Of course, if any disciple thinks that they could ever do anything near what Prabhupada, they would be in very deep trouble. But that was Prabhupada's wish. Whatever we're doing, it is only whatever anyone could do is only by his power. So yes, we see in the lives of all the great Vaishnav saints, they're very happy to take the lowliest, humblest position. And they want to see everyone get the mercy of the Lord. They want to see every devotee be empowered by the Lord. And they take their pleasure not in praising themselves, but in praising others. But we have this deep-seated tendency, this proneness for name and fame. We want our attributes, our glories, to show like this conch shell jewel on our heads to attract people. But let us pray that Krishna will kill that propensity and steal that jewel of our false ego away and give it to Balaram, the original spiritual master, and be his humble, obedient servant. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also tells another story about Shyamvan. He says that one day, Krishna, he told Srimati Radharani that he had received a mantra from Purnamasi and he wanted to test this mantra with her. So she came into Shyamvan and Krishna took black cudgel and covered her body with it. Then Krishna took clothes identical to his own and put it on Radharani. So she looked just like him. And then Krishna, with the perfect imitation of Srimati Radharani's voice, called the gopis to come. When gopis arrived, they saw two Krishnas. One was standing and one was sitting. And they were confused. And then Krishna, with the voice of Srimati Radharani, said that Krishna, she pointed to Radharani, who looked like Krishna, he said, Krishna, by the power of mantra, has made me look just like him. Now I have the identical form. The only difference is I still have my own voice. Lalita Sakhi inquired, why did Krishna do this? And Krishna, pretending in Radharani's voice, said, I'm too embarrassed to tell you in public, but I'll tell each and every one of you the secret in a private place. So then Krishna went into a very secret kunja, and each gopi came individually, and Krishna gave them his private darshan and fulfill their heart's desires. And of course, seeing all the gopis getting Krishna's special mercy, Radharani, who everyone thought was Krishna, was very, very happy. Vishwanath Chakravarti tells this nice story in regard to Shyamvan. We are now, this kund that we are sitting around is called Gwalpokar, very, very holy place. Every day, Krishna with the gopas would come while herding cows to this place. This was one of their favorite places for taking prasad. They would take prasad together and have so many beautiful pastimes in Sakyaras of playing amongst one another. And after lunch prasad, Krishna and Madhu Mangal would very, very quietly just disappear and go to Suryakund. Because they knew the time that Srimati Radharani was going to Suryakund every day to worship the sun god. Do all of you remember last year when we went to Suryakund? Such a holy, and beautiful place. So Krishna would disguise himself as a Brahmin priest, and Madhu Mangal was his assistant. And they would perform the puja, and in this way they would have a very nice way of meeting with Srimati Radharani and her friends. And on one particular day, Sri Radharani and gopis, they gave Madhu Mangal dakshina, or some donation for his wonderful puja that he had performed to Suryadev. They gave him Manohar Laddu, a whole bag full of them. And Manohar Laddu are the most favorite laddus of Lord Sri Krishna. They're very nectarine. And she also gave Madhu Mangal a gold ring. So Madhu Mangal, who is quite well known throughout the 14 worlds as one who has a very, very special attraction for laddus, he wrapped those laddus up in his cloth and he kept them and guarded them very carefully. So they came back to Gwalpokar, where the gopas were playing so many nice pastimes with each other. Balaram said, "Hey, Madhu Mangal, what is in that cloth bag that you have?" Madhu Mangal became very timid, and he looked at the ground and said, "Nothing." He was really protective, really guarding. He said, "Nothing." And then Balaram indicated to the cowherd boys, and two of the cowherd boys each took and held one of Madhu Mangal's hands each. So he had no hands. And then another cowherd boy came from behind and put both of his palms over Madhu Mangal's eyes so he couldn't move and he couldn't see. And then another boy snatched the cloth bag of Manohar Laddus from Madhu Mangal's, where it was tied around his waist. And then that boy distributed the laddus to the other cowherd boys, and they were eating them and just laughing and laughing and laughing and telling Madhu Mangal, these laddus are so good. These are some of the most enjoyable, best laddus we've ever had." And Madhu Mangal was so angry. He was becoming so angry. So just to increase the nectar of this leela, one cowherd boy started pulling out the back and front pleats of Madhu Mangal's dhoti. And then another cowherd boy was pulling his sika. And meanwhile, while his sika is being pulled, his hands are tied, he can't see, his dhoti's coming off, they're all telling him how wonderful these laddus are. Oh, wow. Madhu Mangal was so angry. He said, "I am a Brahmin." He said, "I'm going to curse you." And when the boys heard that Madhu Mangal was cursing, they laughed louder. By this time, Madhu Mangal was really upset. So he just marched away. And he said, "I'm going back to the village of Braj, and I'm going to tell all your mothers what you have done to me." On his way, he met Krishna. And Krishna pacified him. And Krishna dressed him nicely and took him by the hand and said, "Come back, come back. They're our friends." And Krishna brought him back to here, Gwalpokar. And there was a few little crumbs left of those Manohar Laddus. And Madhu Mangal was given that. And then he was very happy. And then they all just laughed and laughed in great Sakyaras happiness after performing this beautiful leela. So Gwalpokar is a place of the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and the cowherd boys. Let us offer our very sincere prayers that we may develop a genuine and real attraction and attachment for hearing the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. the Lord performs these charming leelas in this world just to enchant our hearts, Madan Mohan, steal our hearts away from material enjoyment, which is the road to death. The pastimes of the Lord, the names of the Lord, and the service to the Lord is the path to eternal life and eternal love. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Is the sun so hot that that's all you can do?
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Surya Dev is the father of Yamuna. Ramchandra is a descendant of Surya Dev. We should be happy to get the blessings of Surya Dev. We should be grateful. And when Surya Dev shines his light and his heat upon those devotees who are doing the Govardhan Parikrama, we should understand it is a great, great blessing. So let us take shelter of the holy name and continue our circumambulation around Sri Govardhan Hill. Thank you very much.